This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're doing a lot of your holiday shopping online this year, join the club because there is nothing, I'm here to tell you, like that Amazon box just miraculously showing up on your doorstep out of nowhere, it seems. And as of more of us await packages at home, the companies whose job it is to get those boxes to us are getting smarter about their deliveries. Audrey Quinn has more.
This time of year, if you're a delivery truck driver, you'd better be ready to go.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. That time again. 9, 8, 7.
We're at the UPS distribution center in Secaucus, New Jersey. Drivers gather in the center of the warehouse. They call it peak season around here. Driver Marco Marino shows me the back of his truck. Wow, it's packed. How many packages do you think are in here?
On a normal day, I deliver about 300 boxes. On our peak season, it should be about 500 to 600. That's only in one street.
Why so many extra?
Online shoppers.
To handle all those extra packages, UPS has to get really good at keeping track of them. That little device you sign when you get a delivery, it's actually a handheld computer that has a log for each package in the truck. It also tracks everything a driver like Moreno does.
So when you're driving, what kind of things are they monitoring?
Tracks my speed.
His idling time.
My seatbelt wearing, if the doors are open or closed.
It tracks when he backs up, how far he backs up.
I think that's it.
And when Moreno makes a delivery.
UPS. Hello.
His device records that package has been delivered. All this data helps UPS save money by making routes more efficient. And the guy who gets all this tracking data?
My name is Jack Levis. I'm a director of process management for UPS.
Levis oversees a full team of mathematicians in a boring office outside of Baltimore. But it's here that all the shipping plans for UPS packages get their start. Using drivers' data, Levis's mathematicians create maps. They look at how drivers got from one location to another in the past to figure out the most efficient routes for the future. For this year's extra online deliveries, they've come out with a whole new routing algorithm. It's 80 pages long.
I can't read it, but that's what it is. It's 80 pages of math formulas. It solves a delivery route in about 3 seconds.
It's not just UPS that's driving for hyper-efficiency. Online shopping's changed the nature of shipping in general. Gary Giddings is at Penn State's College of Business. He says products used to all ship out in big truckloads to retail stores. But with online shopping, the products need to be dropped at every single doorstep.
So now we're trying to figure out, well, how in a cost-effective way can items be delivered in single quantities or very small quantities into the home?
But that personal service is costly.
While somebody may sell you a product and say it's free shipping, and it's just rolled into their price that they're charging you. It's a wonderful marketing tool, and everybody's attracted to it, including me and my wife. but there is really no such thing as free shipping.
Gidding says the number of purchases we order online will continue to grow. He says shipping will become even more efficient. It could even get a bit creepy.
And I assume you don't want me to talk about the crazy robots driving around a neighborhood, right?
In New York, I'm Audrey Quinn for Marketplace.